glowing words from Bill Belichick.
High praise.
Yeah, it was a couple of years ago, July 2022. Yeah, very praiseworthy of Robert Kraft.
Couldn't shut him up.
Oh, my
gosh.
Going on and on about it. His boss at the time.
Yep.
You know, since dragged him through the mud and aired him out on the Dynasty.
A book, a 10-part documentary series.
And crapped all over his hoodie.
Yeah.
And, so that was Bill a couple of years ago, not exactly praising Robert Kraft when it comes to his Hall of Fame candidacy. And it turns out Bill Belichick, not alone with Robert Kraft. And I guess the assumption, the eventuality that Robert Kraft would be getting into the Hall of Fame, not necessarily the case. We found out today from Don Van Natta at ESPN. So it's interesting, to say the least.
It is. You got a deep dive. These guys, Seth Wickersham and Don Van Natta, are all over the Patriots. They get in there. They talk to a lot of people. And then they write books worth of stuff. It is a long read.
It was more than I cared to read this morning. Yeah, I got to be honest. I had not had my cup of coffee yet. Correct. It was more than I cared to read.
Basically, I would look at this. So we read it so you don't have to. And we can describe to you what it is about. So one of the main stories on ESPN today is about Robert Kraft trying to get into the Pro Football Hall of Fame.
Yeah. Headline. Winners write history inside Robert Kraft's 12-year Hall of Fame quest. We'll start with that today on Jones and Keefe on WEEI. A lot of stuff to get to on the show. It's Would You Rather Wednesday, so we'll be doing that in the noontime hour. You're going to hear from Gerard Mayo. He's hitting the podium around 11:20, so a little over an hour from now. Hear what he has to say. 1-0, as Wiggy likes to say, hot in the streets out there, Gerard Mayo. Very popular all of a sudden. The team has a little bit of buzz. So you hear from the coach live here on Jones and Keefe at 11:20. We have thoughts on Bill Belichick, if he's doing too much, the Manning cast ratings, all these things. But I want to start with Kraft. We literally yesterday were talking about Robert Kraft. How much credit should we give Kraft for their 1-0 start?
Enough to put him in the Hall of Fame.
And I already feel bad for asking it because he wants so much credit for so many things
that he really,
at the end of the day, Keith, probably doesn't even deserve credit for, in my estimation. But, like, let's just start with this. Before we even get into any details in the story, how do you feel about owners in Hall of Fames?
That doesn't make a lot of sense to
me. Not for you?
No, it really isn't. So this isn't, against Robert Kraft. This is looking at all owners. I think it's kind of foolish. Like, especially look at it from all different angles. Like, as a kid, I remember going to the Basketball Hall of Fame, right? I haven't been to the other ones, but I've been to the Basketball Hall of Fame a few times. And as a kid,
it's a bad Hall of Fame.
You're going through bad Hall of Fame.
Bad Hall of
Fame. Side topic. Bad Hall of Fame.
All due respect, Springfield, you got a bad Hall of Fame.
In a beautiful city like Springfield, to have a Hall of Fame like that, they invented basketball in the great city of Springfield. And you go through, it's not the best. But as a kid, you're not like, where are the owners? The owners.
Right.
Oh, that's cool. Oh, Bill Russell, that's great. But who owned that team?
Where is Walter Brown?
Who owned all these teams? Yeah. Like, I even find it odd that, the first person that gets the Super Bowl trophy or the Larry O'Brien trophy or the World Series trophy is the owner. Like, wait, what? They didn't play. They didn't coach. But whatever. That's sort of what we're used to. I like a Hall of Fame debate. I think it might be one of the very first sports debates probably in the history of sports radio was probably, does player X deserve to be in the Hall of Fame or not? Is player X better than player Y, et cetera?
Right. When they had tin can radios.
Yes.
And the cavemen were arguing over
it. Of course George Mikan should be in. They need to drill after him. Like, that's the stuff. That's
Have you ever heard
stuff.
Of the Mikan? The reverse Mikan?
Yes. Top 5 players, top 10 players, best teams of all time, Hall of Famers, Hall of Fame credentials, all that is fun. And the Patriots, they have a couple obvious guys and that aren't in yet in Brady and Belichick, but we've seen others get in and we've seen others miss. And I think those are good debates. And when Richard Seymour was close, didn't get in and then gets in, Ty Law was close, didn't get in, then did get in. As a Patriots fan, like, you were pissed that Ty Law didn't get in, or I was pissed. And now, like, Rodney Harrison, you're like, why does Rodney Harrison get no respect? But, like, I'm not going to sit here and debate an owner. Like, Robert Kraft should be, if you're putting owners in.
Okay, so this is what I was going to say.
Okay, if you are, which they are, then he should be in.
So I'm with you. Do I need owners in the Hall of Fame? No.
No.
Spend your money. Stay out of the way. Don't need to see
right,
you.
Right.
Keep your grubby hands off the trophy. Don't put together docuseries where you're stabbing people in the back and trying to set your agenda and your legacy and everything else. I don't need you in the Hall of Fame. I'm not interested in seeing you in the Hall of Fame. But they do let owners in the Hall of Fame.
They're in there. So if they are, how is Kraft not?
It's odd that Kraft isn't. And so this story tackles a variety of things. And I forget, is it just Don Van Natta on the byline?
I think it's just DVN.
Just DVN. There is no I love the DVN awards every year too. So my favorite award show is the DVNs. I make sure I watch them, I rewatch them, I DVR it.
Very good.
But no Wickersham on the byline.
Nope.
And so just know, Kraft isn't in, which you're aware of. He wants in badly. The Patriots, Kraft, I'm sure Jonathan, Stacey James. If you're unfamiliar with who Stacey James is, you'll learn in this story.
He's in the story quite a bit.
Patriots PR. He's worked with the Patriots since the Krafts came in.
Yep.
And, he is putting on a pressure campaign, effectively, to get Kraft into the Hall of Fame. And Kraft is bullcrap about it, okay? Which, again, I think a lot of people understand. A lot of people know that he wants in. He cares about his legacy. If you watch the Dynasty, you're aware how legacy conscious he is. But let me just give you the lead in the story. Van Natta writes, "No current owner has tried harder to get into the Hall of Fame or been denied longer than Robert Kraft. Beginning in 2012. Can I just stop?
2012.
They had three Super Bowls in 2012.
Yeah.
So just know, this is not Robert Kraft. Six Super Bowls, 20 years of success, sitting here and pitching his legacy and his resume. This is Robert Kraft in 2012.
Mm-hmm.
The Patriots won 3 out of 4, however many years, or 8 years earlier.
Mm-hmm.
They haven't won a title in forever. They're coming off a
couple more trips, losses, but yes, a couple more trips to the Super Bowl.
They're coming off Spygate fairly recently, and this is when the campaign began, 2012. So just know that. This is not six rings. This is three rings.
Three rings. And, which is also how many Jerry Jones has.
Yeah, that's true.
And he's in.
That, but it's fewer than, Rooney.
Yeah.
And at that point, he's right there with the Maras. Like,
Is it DeBartolo? Is that the other guy, too?
DeBartolo's in, yeah. So you're not... He doesn't have six, is my point. He's not lapping the field when this started.
Yep.
Kraft supporters have lobbied Hall of Famers on his behalf. Eddie DeBartolo, who you just mentioned.
Yes.
The former 49ers owner, who was inducted in 2016, despite losing his team in 2000... because of his connection to an extortion case.
Whoops.
DeBartolo has
this guy's in the Hall of Fame. He lost his team. But we're good with that.
That's an interesting
line.
So,
because, not to skip way ahead, but one of the things they're holding against Kraft is what happened down in Florida, the massage parlor.
All of the scandals.
This guy lost his team because of an extortion case. Put him in. So, is that really standing in the way of Kraft, or is there just people that don't want him in?
Okay. Well, I think we'll come to learn what the difference is. DeBartolo had his own issues off the field. Kraft has scandals off the field,
yes,
on the field with his team.
Right.
DeBartolo has 5 Lombardi trophies. Kraft at the time had 4, and this is when DeBartolo got in, not when the campaign started.
Yeah, right.
Had 4.
Yep.
Some Hall of Fame voters assured the disappointed members of Kraft's inner circle that he would be next. And that's a theme throughout this, too. Every time another owner gets in, they go to Stacey, they go to Robert, Jonathan. Hey, don't worry about it. Robert will get it next time. Jerry Jones was inducted in 2017, August of 2017.
Yeah, okay. So they were pitching this, I guess, before Jerry Jones got in, and then 5 years later, Jerry Jones getting in. Because I remember that was a conversation at the time. That popped back up.
Yep.
Oh, Jerry Jones is in? How is he? And that team hadn't been good in a long time, which is something that Kraft even notes.
Oh, he knows.
They haven't been in a NFC title game in 20 years.
So here you go. The Dallas Cowboys owner threw himself a glitzy party in Canton, headlined by Justin Timberlake.
Ooh. Timberlake.
It's got nothing on the parties and weddings that Greg Hill's going to.
No, that's just more star power there than at this party for Jerry Jones.
Yeah, back in Foxborough.
They couldn't get Joey Fatone. They couldn't get the whole NSYNC. They just had Timberlake.
Where's Lance Bass?
They couldn't afford all of NSYNC.
Back in Foxborough, Chris Kirkpatrick. Kraft and his supporters reacted to Jones's induction with anger and confusion. They seethed that the Hall of Fame
voters...
Seethed.
Oh, man.
That the Hall of Fame voters didn't seem to appreciate Kraft's work to grow the league through media and labor deals and the Patriots' unparalleled dynasty. Kraft saw the selection of his arch rival, as an insult.
Oh.
A verdict that Jones is more responsible for the NFL's astonishing success. Quote, Kraft told a confidant, he hasn't been to an NFC title game in 2 decades, and he gets in? How does that work?
How does that work? Now, he does have the franchise that is worth the most. He built an insane stadium where they can host all kinds of different events,
and it's
the crown jewels of the league.
I think Jason Cole, longtime NFL writer who was cited in the story.
Not to be confused with J. Cole.
No, the rapper who might have been at Jerry Jones' party for all
Good one.
Jason Cole, longtime NFL writer, said Jerry Jones is P.T. Barnum. He was just the greatest promoter in the history of the sport.
Yeah, he is. And every year when they come out with the evaluations of all the franchises across all the sports, the Cowboys is always at the top, right, in the NFL.
Mm-hmm.
So there is that. But, Kraft does have a pretty strong case. Again, if they're putting owners in, which they are, he has a really strong case. I think the things working against Kraft, as are pointed out by this article, some of the voters and some of the people that are on this committee, and also quick side topic, the how to get into the NFL Hall of Fame is asinine.
Oh, it's silly.
Asinine. It's not... Like, we make fun of the BBWAA, but at least it's a ballot with names that people write down, check off, send it in, most get, like, certain percentage, you're in. This is like...
Yeah, now a lot of people share their ballot.
A lot of them do.
Not all of them, but a lot of people now share their ballot.
NFL is like, here's a sneaky little group that's going to put together a list of names, then this sneaky little group goes to a bigger sneaky group, and then they vote on semifinalists, and then they vote down. Who voted for who? We don't know. We don't know, and we won't tell. So it is... messed up. But the things that are really working against Kraft are Spygate, Deflategate, the massage parlor down in Florida, and honestly, him wanting it so bad. That's what comes across to me
is
that
the pressure campaign.
The pressure campaign, because I think whether it be Stacey James or others associated with the Patriots, they're trying to do everything they can to get Kraft in. And there's an anecdote in there where Jeff Benedict's book, The Dynasty, which is obviously just Hall of Fame propaganda. They deny that, but that's what it is. To the point where they sent the book to a voter 2 years in a row. So not only did they send the book to all the season ticket holders, they sent the book to some of the voters. One voter received the book 2 years in a row. If somebody sent you a book 2 years in a row, let's say you hadn't started it, and not out of any real reason, you just hadn't started it the first time, and then they send it to you again, no chance I read the book.
No.
No chance. At that point, I'm like,
although,
wait a minute. Like, now you want it too much? Now it's unbecoming.
Now you have a Christmas gift to pay forward.
Oh, that's true.
Holiday gift to pay forward.
You can flip that.
Yeah. That's true. Now you got an extra. You can say, hey.
What if it's like signed to you? I bet it's signed.
Yeah, whatever. Who reads
dedicated
that?
To
Who's
you?
Who's really looking at those pages?
Rip that out.
Yeah.
First two pages are ripped out.
It kind of looks like there's a ripped out pager. No.
Crazy.
Nope, I don't know.
Damn mailman. Like, why would he rip the pages out? But no, I think those are what's working against him. I think what's working for him is very obviously the 6 Super Bowl rings, the year where they were close to a lockout, or I forget if it was a lockout or no, strike, lockout, no, lockout. And you know, there's that famous image of Jeff Saturday being like, Robert Kraft got this done. And the TV deals and all that stuff. Like, so he has a great case for an owner. Also, going back to the how owners even get into the Hall of Fame, they have changed it recently, which gives him a better chance. Before, it was players over here, and then it was coaches, owners, contributors, refs in another category. So he's competing against coaches. I don't know. Like, for me as a voter, I'd be like, give me the coach. Give me the good, like a good qualified coach over any owner. Yeah. I would take the coach.
Same.
But now he's in a separate department. Like, coaches are separate. So I think he has a better chance. But I don't know. He's never even made it very far in the process.
No, he's never gotten out of the secretive subcommittees to the larger vote. But there is less competition now. So look, he looks thirsty. And if you, he does.
No, I know he does.
And if you watched the Dynasty, you know how thirsty he is and how legacy conscious he is and how hard he's pushing. Because let's face it, is he 81? Can somebody fact check me on his age? He's 81. And so, you know, you don't want to get in, not to be morbid, but posthumously. You want to see it. You
83.
You want to enjoy it. Okay, so I shortchanged him.
Yeah.
You want to see it. You want to enjoy
great.
It.
Looks 81.
You want to throw a lavish party like Jerry Jones did to sell. That's what you want to do. You don't want to miss out on it. Or be too old to be able to experience it or whatever. So he's pushing and driving hard, and it's going on over a decade. Started in 2012. So a variety of questions for you. Should Robert Kraft be in? Simple one. Should owners be in Hall of Fame? 617-779-7937. Do you care, as a Patriots fan, that Robert Kraft isn't in? Do you care, Keith?
No, honestly not. Now, I say, first of all, to answer all your questions in order here, I don't think owners should be in. But because owners are in, he should be in.
Yep.
But I'm also, like, if you told me you could only have, as a Patriots fan, you could only have Robert Kraft or Rodney Harrison in the Hall of Fame this year.
Harrison.
100% easy. Give me Rodney Harrison.
You know who agrees with you? Bill. Bill's gone on and on about Rodney. We played you the Robert Kraft clip off the top. He couldn't give two craps.
But it's not, like, it sounds like it's a personal thing at Robert. It's not. The same thing, you know, if Celtics, Red Sox, Bruins. Now, I know the relationship with the owners there is a little bit different. I don't think anybody would be arguing for John Henry, but you get my point.
Put me in.
Yeah. Like, but we're way more passionate about the player or the coach. And it's weird. In the story, they're talking about how in the Hall of Fame, and if you go to Canton right now, there's only like 3 photos of Robert Kraft in there.
I'm like, stupid Air Force Ones. Okay. It's the we're all Patriots moment.
And an owner's one. Like, yeah. With all the owners. Like, okay. So how many should there be?
Yeah.
So, like,
yeah, maybe just the we're all Patriots. I think we're good at that.
Hey, little Timmy.
Why do I need his Air Force Ones?
Hey, little Timmy, you see that guy on the wall? He bought the Patriots. Like, okay. He didn't score any touchdowns or coach any games or anything.
Yeah, you see him on the wall. He started dressing like a 15-year-old when he was in his 70s. And he had a lot of money.
Like, whoa.
Wow, cool, man.
Yeah.
Wow. Yep.
He gave up on Tom Brady. and he fired Bill Belichick.
Yeah.
That's what he did.
He gave up on Brady and he blamed Bill Belichick for it.
No, it's just silly.
You know what? He knows Meek Mill.
No, right.
Yeah.
But like Jerry Jones shouldn't be in, but he is. So if you're already grading off of who's in, then like, yeah, he should have walked in years ago.
Yeah.
Like 5 years ago, he should have walked right into the
Hall of Fame. Do I want owners in? No, not in my Hall of Fame.
Then you're a real schmuck.
fair. I've been called worse.
Should they be in? No, I wouldn't put him in. But they do allow them, the owners that are in. Now ask the question, should Robert Kraft be in based on that bar? Sure,
yeah,
I guess.
Yeah.
Do I care? Not really.
No.
But here's what I do care about. Why is he out? What's the reason? And Keith, you're right. This comes through very obviously in the story if you read it. And again, if you're unfamiliar with what we're talking about, you're just tuning in. It's up now at ESPN, Winners Write History, Inside Robert Kraft's 12-Year Hall of Fame Quest. Don Van Natta, DVN.
DVN, all over it.
On the byline. And look, they make it clear, Deflategate is a factor, Spygate's a factor.
Which is funny because Brady and Belichick will both walk in the day they're eligible.
Yeah, right.
Right? But right. Like, they're going to hold Spygate and Deflategate to Robert?
Well, but remember, like, Robert, you know why the other owners are bullcrap about Robert, because back channel dealings and destroying the tapes. And, you know, Goodell's on his side, and that means he's not on my side.
Mm-hmm.
And that whole power game. What happened in Florida, the incident there at the Orchids of Asia, but also this pressure campaign is an obvious one. And you gave the detail, Keith, but let me read it. As Kraft spokesperson, this is Stacey James,
mm-hmm.
Patriots PR media relations. You hear him all the time in press conferences.
Mm-hmm. He's the one that's like, last question.
Yeah, yeah, hey, exactly.
Get him out of here.
You hear him once at the end of these press conferences, last question. He's the lead Hall of Fame lobbyist for Kraft. James has called, texted, dined, cajoled, and backslapped voters. Mm. In recent years, James has emailed voters a 6-page dossier.
I'm not reading that.
But hell no. I barely read the Van Natta story. You think I'm reading 6 pages?
DR.
It extols Kraft's many achievements as an NFL owner. The highlights include buying and reviving the team in the 90s, winning 6 titles. Again, this started when he only had 3.
Yeah.
So don't give me the 6.
Well, they've revised the emails.
Well, they're adding to it. They added a 6-page.
Correct.
Cobbling together decades of labor peace with the players' union and helping the league land its mammoth TV and streaming rights. Every summer, James obtained a list of subcommittee voters. He phoned them, cornered them at Super Bowls, invited them to lunch or dinner, or to visit to the owner's suite, whatever it took to whip up votes. He also sought out voters' advice, asking how much lobbying is too much.
Yeah, it might have been too late.
What would be helpful, and when should he back off? He also sent out the book, The Dynasty, to a bunch of Hall of Fame voters 1-2 years in a row.
That's
now you got 2 copies of that trash. And so why is Robert Kraft out? And what's the difference with scandals in DeBartolo?
Yeah.
That's the difference. They're trying too hard. They want it too much. They're too thirsty.
Well, and because
that's why Kraft's out.
And because you're appealing to this really small subset of voters first, right? So say there was, like, say they treated it like the MVP vote and there was like 50 voters or whatever it is, or like a couple per city, and you just had his name on a ballot, like a straight up ballot where 50 to 100 voters could vote him in. I bet he gets in.
Yeah.
But for some reason, like, this small group doesn't like it. I do think something brought up too is the incident in Florida. It wasn't that it was the biggest deal in the world, but it was like, are we going to put him in the Hall of Fame the year after
right
that?
Right now? Yeah.
Right after that happens, the timing
hurt him, yeah.
So I think that kind of postponed it a little bit. But now, like, I guess the question is, like, all right, how long are you going to postpone it?
Okay, so again, Jones and Keefe, WEEI, 617-779-7937. We're not going to talk about this all day, but we're starting with it here. Kraft, should he be in the Hall of Fame? Should owners be in professional sports Hall of Fames? And why is he out?
You know, going into this second week against Seattle's got to come across the country.
Yep.
You know, they got a new head coach. The Patriots, if they play the game the way they played last week, they'll win. They'll win this week. They'll be 2-0. You know, mistake free. Get a couple turnovers. Win the special teams battle. Win on third down. They did every single one of those things. It looked like a stereotypical Bill Belichick type game.
Julian Edelman on with Colin Cowherd yesterday, discussing the Patriots, a 2-0 start potentially.
Maybe.
Winning how Bill wants to win?
Low bar, but Julian Edelman, Tom Brady, Bill Belichick, media careers. Edelman's the best one.
Oh, yeah.
Low bar.
Let me tell you, I don't hate that podcast.
I was going to say, there's been some good stuff coming out of his podcast.
I've never listened to a full one. Yeah. So, like, if I ever sat and listened to the whole thing, maybe I wouldn't love it. But the clips I see from the Edelman podcast are good.
And I don't think it should be too much of a surprise because he's just the most comfortable, like, behind the microphone or whatever. Right? Like, when you've seen him before, like, even, like, the roast is a different kind of atmosphere.
I was
just
going to say the same thing. He was the best at the roast out of those guys. Yeah.
He's super relaxed and comfortable when he's doing that. Those other guys, you can't be good at everything, right? And
no.
Brady and Bill are the greatest at what they did, so it doesn't necessarily translate over to this line of work.
Since we're talking Hall of Fame, and we've been talking Robert Kraft here to start, you can jump in, 617-779-7937 on Jones and Keefe. Edelman Hall of Famer?
So I'm a no, and it sounds like a Debbie Downer.
Isn't
but
he a definite no?
He is a... Well, he should be, but some people go crazy for the playoff stats. His playoff stats are off the charts.
He never made a Pro Bowl.
So I'm with you. I'm not going to argue against it. I'm a no. It's the classic. If you took Wes Welker's regular season and Edelman's postseason, that's a Hall of Famer.
That's a player.
But individually, they're not. Welker might have a better case, actually, because he was all pro. Like, he had multiple all pro regular seasons, but unfortunately, he's known for like dropping passes in the playoffs.
Right.
Even though that's also misleading. He had good playoff games.
He did.
People only remember the bad ones.
Welker Hall of Famer?
No, neither are.
I'm not on board with either.
He might have a better case, but Edelman has some amazing postseason performances and numbers and all that, but I'm a no on both.
Edelman, team Hall of Famer, not a Pro Football Hall of Famer. Some of the receivers that are left out of the Pro Football Hall of Fame,
they're all out.
Ridiculous.
It was like Andre Johnson, Steve Smith.
Andre Johnson's in now.
Oh, he just got in.
I think he just got in, yeah.
But like Steve Smith, Reggie Wayne.
Yeah, all better in their sleep than Edelman.
Torrey Holt maybe, like a couple of Rams
probably.
Guys. Yeah. There's a lot of guys that all put up like 12,000 yards receiving that are out.
So not to get detoured on that, but Edelman makes his point about Bill and winning the way Bill wants to. I want to get to some ratings from the Manning cast that are very interesting that Florio had a note on. We started with Robert Kraft, his Hall of Fame candidacy, and the pressure campaign the Patriots are running and have been running for 12 years.
I think it's hurting them, clearly.
It's the main thing hurting, even more than Spygate, Deflategate, Florida, any of that.
Yeah.
It's the main thing, I think, hurting Robert Kraft because, as we just said, DeBartolo has the scandals. Jerry Jones has the scandals, for God's sakes.
Well, everybody does. I think it was Peter King was quoted in the article being like, every single guy in the league has something.
Yeah.
Or every single guy in the Hall of Fame, I mean, has something that you can point to.
Yeah.
O.J. Simpson's in the Hall of Fame.
I mean, yes. Slightly worse than anything that Robert Kraft did, allegedly. So when it comes to this story, Don Van Natta and ESPN, I liked this as well. Voters saw, as did many Patriots fans and some former players, two major media projects as pro-Kraft narratives. A best-selling 2020 book, The Dynasty.
You know what's crazy about that? Which I didn't realize.
Who bought that? Apparently the Patriots are handing it out like Tic Tacs for free. Who bought that thing?
Yeah. No, this is pretty. Can you juke the stats, to steal a phrase from The Wire? So if it was on the New York Times bestseller, and I don't know exactly what the metrics are. I don't know how many books. I've never actually written a book, Jones. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that might surprise you.
No?
I've never written a book. Mm-hmm. Well, never published a book.
Book reports. You told me about some good book reports.
Yeah, Fab Five. Just give me the damn ball. That's true. No, but if they sent a copy of the book to every season ticket holder. There are a lot of season ticket holders, and somebody had to buy the book and then send it to them, or maybe they took it out of their season ticket things. You didn't realize that you just spent an extra $30 on this book. But doesn't that kind of pump the stats up a little bit?
Maybe. It's a good question.
But anyway, yeah. So voters definitely viewed that. And then obviously the documentary series.
The 10-part docuseries on Apple TV by the same name. Both projects depicted Kraft deftly managing the egos of the two all-time greats, Coach Bill Belichick and quarterback Tom Brady, to keep the hit-making band together as long as possible. Some voters told ESPN they believe both projects were intended to juice Kraft's Hall of Fame candidacy. A Patriots spokesperson adamantly denied the projects were part of any push to get Kraft into Canton. And last winter, Kraft said he had no influence on the docuseries and was disappointed with the film. I'm going to tell you right now, if you want to read the full story, I'm not going to give you all the details on this.
It's a super long story.
If you want to read the full story and scroll all the way to the bottom, you can get all the details on who has creative control over this, where the money goes from this project, and just know the Krafts had a ton of influence over it. I don't need to haggle over that and all the details. I already argued about it with Jeff Benedict when we had him on the show after the first couple episodes came out.
Who was asked to be a part of this article, by the way, and he
denied
said, no, thank you.
So,
just wasn't even a part of it.
Same thing with Matt Hamacek.
Wouldn't
do it. I'm sorry. Yeah, didn't deny it. Said he wouldn't
participate. No, he just wasn't involved in this.
Matt Hamacek, the director of the series, wouldn't do it either. Kraft owns the film and television rights to the Dynasty book, according to documents obtained by ESPN. That means the book by acclaimed author Jeff Benedict could be turned into a film by Kraft's permission. And according to emails, documents, and sources, Kraft owns the docuseries, licensed to Apple, and he sought editorial control. Shortly after the book was published, Patriots PR chief Stacey James sent copies to at least five Hall of Fame voters, at least.
Yeah, yeah.
As an argument for Kraft's induction. Keith mentioned this earlier. One got it 2 years in a row.
Oh, but get out of here.
So all of it. They're just trying too hard. And it's a little sad. It's a little sad how badly he wants it. And Keith, you highlighted a text at 37937. That's interesting.
Where was it? 978. Nothing better than seeing a rich person not being able to buy what they want the most. I mean, I kind of chiseled that down a little bit. There were some other descriptors in there, but
a few expletives.
But you know what I mean? Like, it's billionaires are just not relatable. They're not. They have almost zero in common. They both like we like the Patriots. That's about it that we have in common. Like, that is a different life, a different world altogether. And most, you know, millionaires and then certainly billionaires can get whatever they want. And this is something that money can't buy. And I think there are some fans, just sort of like the average guy out there, being like, all right, look at this, tough luck. Like, you can't get everything that you want.
No, and so. Yeah, I don't think that speaks to what you just said, the Hall of Fame voters.
No.
But that speaks to public sentiment being like, yeah, I don't whatever,
I don't
Robert.
Really care.
Which is kind of where we're both at. I don't even want owners in the Hall of Fame.
You already own the team, which is such like a big, like, hey, take a look at me. Like, I own an NFL team, but like, that's not good enough. I now need to be in your Hall of Fame where you celebrate all the players and coaches.
Right, but like a little, oh, hey, you can't buy this one.
Yeah.
Even though Kraft, if you read the full story, kind of tried to buy some votes, you can't buy this one. And I don't think the irony is lost on a lot of people. Let's start off, and you can jump in on this story.
Yep.
You can jump in on Bill on TV. Let's start with Sorja in Mansfield on the Pats and their start to the year. Go ahead, Sorja.
What's going on, guys? How are we today?
Very good.
Excellent.
Congratulations on a new show. I'd probably give it a 9.2 out of 10 from what I've heard so far.
Not bad.
Yeah, let's just get into the Patriots really quick. I think, you know, the biggest thing for me is when you were watching that game on Sunday, like, I think everyone was just had their jaw dropped because, you know, the expectations were so low that you didn't even, you know, think that would happen, right? And I can tell you for a fact, with the MAC offense last year, we would have lost that game because it would have been another 10-7 loss. So many losses, almost 13 losses last year were single possession losses. So
I think this is a good point. Sorry to cut you off, Sorja, especially with the high grade there on the show. Room for improvement.
9.2, though. Real nice.
That's nice. That's real nice.
Yep.
I heard Chris talking about this morning, Chris Curtis on the Greg Hill show, that, yeah, if they just got that level of quarterback play, what we saw week one from Brissett, this might have been an 8 or 9 win team last year. Don't turn it over.
Yeah, no, I guess. But I mean, like, no quarterbacks are going to go through a whole season with no turnovers.
No,
or no offense is going to go through with no turnovers. But I do think...
if you go through not making the back-breaking interceptions...
Oh, yeah, the quarterback play was so bad. Yeah. Of course, that's going to sink it. Because the defense, even with the injuries that they had, Gonzalez and Judon, was still a good defense. But no, yesterday or Sunday's game, great example of that. If you just swapped quarterbacks, if you gave them last year's version of Mac Jones... they probably find a way to lose it, or at the very least, it's that much closer.
Yeah.
Maybe the Bengals are knocking on the door. Maybe they're in the red zone or whatever to end the game.
No, fine. So if we don't want to relitigate last year, we can at least agree. Week one, they lose that game if it's Mac.
Yep.
I agree with that. Yep. Our buddy JP's in North Providence. What's up, JP?
Jones, quick question. When will you be starting your campaign for the NAB Broadcasters Hall of Fame?
Oh, I'm years and years away from that.
What would you send them?
I need a Stacey James on my behalf. Yeah. Oh, what would I send them? Good question.
Yeah, you need to send them like a reel, probably.
Oh, get Nick. I got the guy for you, Nick Cattles. So
he can be my Stacey James.
That's a good
good call. Yeah,
that would be good.
Here's my thought on Kraft. If he turned the team over to Jonathan and he just stepped away, would the NFL and would there be a wink-wink agreement that it would put him in the Hall of Fame faster? And even bigger, would he do that, or would his pride get in his way that he would still want to be up front and the owner?
Okay, I think you just answered your own question. I mean, would it help him? Maybe. Would he do it? No. I mean, look at how legacy conscious and power hungry he is. No.
Yeah, and I think especially, I know it's one game, but if it looks like Jerod Mayo is a good hire, and if it looks like Jerod Mayo, like they sort of have this dynasty, and then it drops off, and then if it starts to pick up a little bit, doesn't he get credit for that? Or also just even owning a team, like adding another year and another year and another year, because this will be, 30 years as owner? 31? He bought the team in 90?
No, we're past 30.
Oh, yeah. So we're past three. But, like, so you just keep going. Like, I think the more the merrier in a situation like this. I don't – because, like, you – unlike players, like, you don't need to retire, wait 5 years. Like, these owners can get in at any time.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know why the league would be forcing him out and turning it over to Jonathan or not it would help. I don't think he would do it. 617-779-7937. We'll get to this coming up. Florio had an item on the Manning cast ratings. He says, for the first time since Peyton and Eli debuted their show 3 years ago as an alternate Monday Night Football broadcast, ESPN didn't include the specific ESPN2 audience in the press release announcing the total number. They've done it every time over the last 3 years.
Huh.
We, Florio, asked ESPN PR about the Manning cast number. The show previously had flirted with dipping below 1 million viewers, and our guess, Florio's guess, is that it finally has. On one hand, the DirecTV situation becomes a perfect excuse for the low performance. On the other hand, they added Bill Belichick. Belichick has become overexposed in the media. It's not appointment viewing because it's easier than expected to get that appointment.
Yeah, that's true. And Belichick, he's everywhere.
Belichick didn't really say anything that underscored his coaching brilliance. So here's a question about Bill. How bad of a weekend was it for Bill? How much is he hurting himself when it comes to getting a job?
Yeah.
And what jobs would Bill be interested in? Let's get into all of that with your phone calls next.
With a game that the Patriots played and to come out on week one and have a big victory against a team they probably should have lost to, it's great for that building because that coaching staff, Gerard Mayo, everything that this staff has been preaching to the team and organized team activities, mini camps, training camp, everything that they've been preaching just showed that it worked.
Gerard Mayo getting buy-in from Patriots players. How's he doing it? How long will it last? We can get into it here on Jones and Keefe on WEEI. A lot of ways you can interact with the show. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Jones and Keefe. You can watch on twitch.tv/BostonWEEI or on YouTube. Subscribe to WEEI. If you're watching 1.5 hour from now, 11:20-ish.
Yes.
Gerard Mayo going to hit the podium.
Let's go.
I think he's worth taking live today, Keith.
Yeah, I want to hear what he says.
I think it's
1-0 worth flying high.
Well, and like there's a little bit of buzz around the team. I heard Greg talking about this morning.
Hey, buzz. Oh, that's like my hornet's nest.
Did you say bees?
Yeah, no, started
that,
on
that,
this.
That is like your hornet's nest. How's that doing, by the way?
By the way, I just kind of left it.
Yeah.
After all the advice I've gotten, it's kind of away. My wife doesn't love it because the kids play outside a lot, but I'm like, I stay over here. But it's still there. Like it's like the
go play your video games.
It's the size of a beach ball, but it is kind of away from the house, like up against the fence.
Yeah.
Honestly,
kids are fine. I got stung by a bee a bunch when I was a kid.
I got stung twice recently, and it hurts like a
son. No, I mean, it's going to hurt. They're not going to like it. It
hurts a lot.
They're going to cry, but they're going to, assuming there's no, bee allergies. They're going to be all right.
TBD, I guess, that, which is scary.
EpiPenet.
Once that one dude sent a thing that said you could sell the hive once the bees die.
It's a moneymaker.
I'm keeping it.
Yeah.
I got $300 hanging outside of that tree.
Yeah.
So anyway.
Oh, yeah, honey. Don't worry. I'll put that in the 529.
Honey, good one. Good one, Jones. You're all over it.
There you go. Sweetie, don't worry about it. Hey, Toots.
Yep.
Don't worry about it. Put it in the kids' 529, and then you got a little extra
bee money.
A little extra money in your back pocket. A little bee money.
There's always money in the banana stand. So, yeah, there is buzz about the Patriots, though, which is hilarious. Like, I knew this was going to be the case. We said all offseason, it's all about winning, right? Whether the coach talks a lot, doesn't talk a lot, snorts into the mic, gives you every answer, whatever. If you're losing, everyone's going to be on you. And if you're winning, everything's great. It's one game. They're 1-0, but everything feels pretty great.
It does.
Yep.
And it's amazing how much it changed. I heard Greg talking about this morning, and we were talking about this a little bit the other day. It's amazing how much it turned on a dime, one win. And all of a sudden, it's like, it's not just people are going to attend and watch the home opener. People are excited about the home opener.
Well, there's like real juice to them being 2-0.
Yes.
And there were people that were
3-0.
Well, let's one at a time, Jones. Listen, you got to have that week-to-week mentality. Now, we can't do the whole month in advance. But because there were people that, I think Hart was one of them, legitimately bet on them to win zero games.
0-17.
I mean, there was a big juice on that, so it's not like he was predicting but he bet. Like, people bet on them.
No, his take was, it's more likely they win zero games than make the playoffs.
It was in play.
Mm-hmm.
It was based on the roster, and based on the preseason, it was in play. The Vegas over-under is 4.5, which I think tied with Carolina. It was the lowest in the league. And now there's a real thought they're going to be 2-0. Like, I know it's a long season, but like, okay, like you should get excited about that. Like there was a great week one win.
You should. So we'll go to the podium at 11:20. You want to hear from Jerod Mayo? You'll hear it right here on Jones and Keefe. I was just reading something Florio posted last night about the Manning cast numbers. In the last 5 minutes, he has the actual numbers.
Oh, here we go.
872,000.
It's like the hashtag dork podcast on YouTube.
It's well, but it's like our twitch.tv/BostonWEI viewership is what that is. It is below a million for the first time ever. It's a 43% drop from week one in 2023.
Whoa. That's stark.
Is that, what is that? Is that?
Well, DirecTV, I think, is a part of it, right?
Okay,
the DirecTV has a, is a whole thing.
Fair.
By the way, we have DirecTV in here.
Yeah.
No ESPN.
Haven't watched ESPN.
No Deuce.
Week. No
I can't even watch ESPN News.
No Ocho.
I can't watch Classic.
I've been sitting here watching the NFL. I've been watching Good Morning Football all week.
Just
I think
reruns.
It's a Good Morning Football rerun. Is
another one.
It's like the only channel I know besides ESPN.
Back to back to back. So I think it's, first of all, I've never had interest in the Manning cast.
Me either.
Ever. And I know people now are like, well, Peyton's so good at the media. Like, I don't like Peyton Manning. I don't like Eli Manning. That goes back to little Richie Keefe in high school hating those guys.
Hold a grudge.
And I just always will. I don't love the aw shucks. Like, aw shucks is not my favorite kind of comedy. Like, there's a lot of aw shucks comedians out there.
Yeah.
He kind of fancies himself as like an aw shucks. Like, what am I?
Folksy.
Not for me.
Not your thing.
I hated Eli Manning with the passion of 1,000 fiery suns when he got drafted number one overall and pouted and was like, I'm not going to play for the Chargers. Then daddy brings him and gets a trade to the Giants. So I hated him. That was before he beat the Patriots twice. So I couldn't stand those guys anyway. Now they have this Manning cast, which is outrageous in its own right. Because those guys are in separate studios, and I put studios in quotes. So this is a major broadcast that's on ESPN or ESPN2,
mm-hmm.
and you have the game. So first of all, you're making the game smaller. I bought a big screen TV, Jones, brag, so I could watch the game on the big screen TV.
Yeah, yeah.
I'd be like, hey, can you shrink the TV down?
Yeah,
I don't want to see the game as much.
Half the TV's Manning's forehead.
I got Manning foreheads on the left side, and then their guests. Now, to their credit, they've had good guests. Like, they had Adam Sandler on this past week. Didn't see it, because I'm not going to watch the Manning cast, but I like Sandler.
Belichick, good guest.
Belichick's a good guest. But from what I also understand is they run into, like, it's not perfect audio quality, so that's annoying. Like, if I'm watching TV, these guys should probably be mic'd up pretty well. And I don't know. I don't really need to see it. But to your point, or Florio's point, I guess, Bill Belichick, the market is a bit oversaturated right now with Bill Belichick.
Yeah, and that's my feeling. And by the way, viewership overall, and you make a good point about DirecTV, and Florio made that point as well,
yeah.
Though Bill should be appointment TV. Week one, NFL audiences were up 12%. Not on ESPN. That's related to DirecTV.
And they got a good matchup. I mean, I know it ended up being a little lopsided of a game, but Aaron Rodgers' return with the Jets.
Good game.
Versus the Niners. That's good.
Good game. So I agree with the Bills not appointment TV because he's oversaturated the market. And I would have tuned into the Manning cast if that's the first time we heard from Bill. But I already heard from him 10 times last week on Underdog and Inside the NFL. And wherever else he was, McAfee, wherever else he's making appearances, I've already heard from him 100 times. So I would have tuned into the Manning cast. I would have made an appointment to go view that. But Bill has oversaturated the market. And let me tell you, Keith, if they start 2-0, they start 3-0. They're winning with all of Bill's players while Bill is on TV and refusing to talk about it.
Yeah.
Bill's going to make himself look worse, not just as like a TV guy, a media guy. He's going to look less and less desirable as a head coaching candidate. Oh, look at what the Patriots are doing without Bill.
Yeah, that's the worst. That's worse than him just being on every
much
single
worse.
Thing.
Like, much
yeah,
worse.
Yeah, yeah.
So who's going to be interested in Bill? Like Edelman said in that same Colin Cowherd interview, we played a couple of clips now. Edelman said the Giants would be his dream job. A lot of people connect him to Dallas and Philly. Both those teams could have moved on from their coaches and hired Bill last offseason. They didn't.
I think I certainly didn't think he was going to come back this season. I think it's tough to bring in a guy that wasn't with the team the whole time. But, you know, this is a pretty unique situation. You don't normally have the greatest of all time just kind of sitting around doing 10 different TV jobs and podcasts. I think it might be the Jets. and you might need to get Robert Saleh out of there as soon as possible.
And Bill holds his nose and goes to the Jets.
I think
We talk about Kraft being a little sad. That's a little sad for Bill.
But
he now has to go back crawling back. Yeah. No one will hire him. He has to go crawling back to the Jets.
Oh, no.
That's a little sad.
No, he's looked at as the savior. He's looked at as like, hey, we're all in with Aaron Rodgers, but it's not working. Robert Saleh is gone. Mm. The Giants might be a dream job in like logo only. He doesn't want to coach that Giants team with Danny Dimes as the quarterback. He would need 5 years to get the coaching record, or 10 years of the Giants. With the Jets, they should be able to turn around. They have a lot of talent on both sides. So that's what he needs, because you're right. If the Bills and the Eagles and the Cowboys win at a decent enough clip, they're not going to bring in Bill. I mean, it's unlikely that he coaches this season anyway, but even in the offseason, like, where are you looking to go? What team would grab him? And how the Patriots play this season might certainly play a factor.
So is Bill helping or hurting himself with all the TV media appearances? It's not helping the Manning cast ratings, I can tell you that. 617-779-7937. And where would he wind up? I like Keith's idea of the Jets. That'd be interesting. You can jump in on that again. 617-779-7937. We talked a lot about Robert Kraft, his Hall of Fame candidacy. Big takeout at ESPN by Don Van Natta that we were reading from earlier today. We can circle back to that. Also, Drake May, what's the plan for him this season? And how has it changed? Tom Curran gave us an answer on that yesterday. You'll hear it coming up next.